You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 116. At a recent holiday gathering, a few of us were talking about our journey in direct sales and network marketing and building a solid home business. And one friend of mine expressed her dislike in the network marketing sphere of babysitting people and having to spend so much time getting to the heart of their why. And you know, it made me start thinking, how much time and responsibility should we, as the sponsor and upline, spend on this? Should we take on that responsibility? Because after all, if someone is serious, they're serious about making a change, they're serious about their goals in their network marketing business, isn't it pretty clear already what their why is? So let's chat about that on today's show. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Elmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, it's amazing, and honestly, I can hardly believe that another holiday season is here. And you know, people are busy, busy, busy. So thank you for listening in as you may be walking, shopping, cooking, wrapping gifts, or even listening to this after the holidays. If you have questions or comments to share about this episode or any other content that you would like to have me cover on the podcast, certainly tweet those to me over at Jackie Elmer on Twitter, or you can go to jackieelmer.com/questions and leave me a voice message and I'll share it on the podcast along with your blog. And if you're ready to take your business to the next level, you know, create more prosperity and generate more people to talk to and signups in your business, and who isn't, right? Especially as we move into a new year here. Maybe it's time to join my Inner Circle group coaching on network marketing success and how to build your business and create your own leads online. Just go to jackieelmer.com/coach. So let's talk today about how important why is in your business. Now, it doesn't really matter what you're building, whether you're building a party plan business, network marketing, a home business, an online business, a coaching practice, whatever it is that you're building, the question is, how important is why in your business? And as I mentioned, I was at a holiday party and this topic came up for conversation and we chatted about it. And I really stopped and thought about it. I really spent a lot of time thinking about it. And what I really came up with is, really and truly, those people in my nearly 21 years in network marketing, those people who are going to go on and build a successful business, those leaders who've come into my organization, I never had to spend any time with them going through their why. They were absolutely crystal clear on why they were doing the business, what their goals were, and what they wanted to get out of the business. And you know what? The same was true for me. I didn't need my sponsor to call me constantly and remind me of what my reason why was. And quite frankly, even in those downtimes, those times when I was struggling a little bit and when I wasn't taking action and I was making excuses and procrastinating, I have to be honest, the last thing I wanted was my sponsor to call me and say, "Now, Jackie, how important is it to you that you be home with your children and not put them in daycare?" That would have absolutely driven me batty the more that I think about it. I didn't need or want anyone to do that. I knew I was suffering from loserdom syndrome at the time and I couldn't get out of my own way. And I mean that in a kind-hearted way, even to myself. And I certainly don't want to offend anybody because I believe you have to be kind to yourself. You have to acknowledge when you're making excuses, but it's important that you be kind to yourself and take the steps that you can and will do to move you forward. So those are some things to think about. Does anyone really need to remind you of what your reason why is? And you know, like I mentioned, even in those days when I struggled and knew that I should be calling people, I should be attending events, I should get my list back out, I should add to it, I should call my chicken list, all those different things, there was nothing my sponsor, my upline, or anyone could have done to make me move any faster. Nobody could really move me out of being stuck except for me, because it's really a mental game. It's such a mental game that we play when we think that we're stuck. And if you think about it yourself, you know that you know what you need to be doing, and you know why you're holding back from doing those things that you need to be doing. I mean, the reality of it is all of us do. We just have to decide seriously once and for all, how badly do we want it and how much are we willing to put our skin in the game to get it? So when you're working with someone, maybe it's a new prospect, maybe it's a new team member, maybe it's an older team member and they're struggling, they should seriously, if they're serious about their business, they should easily be able to tell you why they're building a business. And it should be very compelling. It should be one of those things that you know that they're willing to crawl over glass for. So just to simply say something like, well, I want to quit my job. I want to, you know, fire my boss. I want to do this. I want to do that. In most cases, that's not compelling. When someone says, I want to quit my boss because, you know, I'm not honored and valued for the effort that I add, for the contributions I make, and I have this deep driving desire within me to create something else, to touch and impact the lives of others. I know I have gifts and talents to share, and I really want to be out there doing those different things. So that's just an idea, and everyone's will be different. But someone who is truly serious about building their business should be able to easily tell you why and express it in such a way that you feel that passion, that you feel their dynamic commitment to what they're doing. Because the reality of it is, it's got to be compelling. You've heard that expression, your why should make you cry. But the reality of it is, it must be compelling to get one going and out of that procrastination mode. So as you sit and reflect on what your reason why is, ask yourself, how important is this to me really? Am I just hoping, wishing, desiring it to come true? Or am I absolutely committed and compelled into taking action to make it that way? You have to ask yourself those questions. How compelling is it? You know, I work with people all the time who say, you know, I really want to be home with my children. I really want to get out of this job. I really want to be the one to be there to provide daycare for my grandchildren. I want to be the caregiver for my parents. I want to fund missions here. I want to do that. And yet they still can't ever seem to get out of their way. And so I know that they haven't gotten totally invested in that reason why. Maybe it's that they haven't sat down and written out a vision statement for it. They haven't created their perfect day in their perfect life, in their perfect business, you know, 5 years out from now, 2 years out from now, whatever it is. When they've jumped through the hoops and they've accomplished what it is that they want to accomplish in their business, when they've actually taken those steps and they're living the life that they can see for themselves, that they want for themselves. So we have to ask ourselves, do we really need to spend as much time on this in our network marketing business? You know, it's kind of funny. That's one of the things that we're very often taught. When you very first go through and do most often your getting started training, that's one of the first questions that you're asked. And it's kind of funny because most of the time, and I've asked this question too a number of times, but I've kind of started to eliminate it as my number one primary thing that I want to find out from a new person. Because what I found is most of the time, they kind of have a sketchy answer. And what they really want to know more than anything in those getting started days is, what do I need to do? What are the action steps that you're going to put in front of me so that I can make my money back? So that I can, you know, feel comfortable presenting this? What do I need to do so that I'm not going to look and sound stupid to my friends? And what do I need to do so I can get my investment back? And then we get into, okay, what do I need to do to go forward from here and begin to make a serious income? So if you find that you're spending a whole lot of time on getting to the heart of another person's why, you may feel a little bit like you're in babysitting mode. And you may find that it's not something that you really relish, not something that you want to spend a ton of time with. Does that describe you? Is any of this, you know, ringing a bell with you, and can you relate to it? And then one thing that I've learned too, if you yourself are struggling with this, I want you to just do a very simple check-in with your calendar. I want you to get your calendar out and look back over the last week, over the last month, over the last several months, and look at what you have written down in there for your business. What do you have written down in there as those action steps that you're going to take that move you forward in a business? See, here's the thing, your calendar never lies. Unless, of course, you're taking action and you don't write anything down. And some of you, that may be the case. But I know for most people, what gets on the calendar is what gets done. And so it becomes so important that we get that calendar out and we use it as our best friend and companion in the business to help us move things forward. So check in with your own calendar and see, you know, am I really serious about this journey? Is my why really compelling? And does my calendar reflect that? That'll be a simple check-in. And as we move into a new year, or maybe you're listening to this, you know, well into the new year, it doesn't really matter. Today's always a fresh start. Today is the first day of a new year for you, a new week for you, a new day for you, a new month for you, a new business chapter for you. You can always make today that first step. So check in on that. Check in on what your reason why is and ask yourself, is it compelling enough? Ask yourself, is there anything anybody can say or do regarding your why that's going to get you off a go and get you into action? And then ask yourself, what are you willing to do to get there? So some action steps that you can take is, first of all, again, just like I said, define your own why. Set aside some quiet time all to yourself where you're going to spend some time getting clear on what that reason why is. And I encourage you to write out at least a 2-page written document of exactly what your perfect day in your perfect life looks like. We're going to go through that on an upcoming show, so definitely watch for that. But I'm going to take you through some steps for really identifying that. What is your business going to look like? All those different things, because it's so very important. Once you get that why written down and defined, share it with your sponsor and share it with other people who will hold you accountable. This is a big, important step. If you're finding that you're struggling and you're not able to hold yourself accountable, reach out to someone who can help with that. There's no shame in that. It's a good thing. But make sure you're really ready to commit to it and tell them what you want them to do. Tell them, listen, I want some tough love here. I want you to be tough on me and make sure that I'm not just welching on what I said I was going to do, that I'm really following through with it. And then again, look at your calendar going backwards and decide, does it reflect a serious commitment to your why? And if it doesn't, look forward in your calendar and begin to look and see what action steps can you take right now to really make those things happen for you. Simon Sinek has a great book out. It's called Start With Why. You can find it over at jackiealmer.com/startwithwhy. You can get it on Kindle. You can order it in hardcover or paperback, I guess it is, whatever you want. But make sure you get that book and read through it and understand why the why is so important to success in your business. All right, so now it's time for the iTunes reviews and shout out. And this one goes to Dennis McEntee. Dennis writes, Jackie has great insights into developing the mindset of a top performer. I love her honesty and simplicity in challenging me to be more. Dennis, thanks so much. And you've been entered into a drawing for a free month of my coaching program. And I'm announcing November's winner, which is Carl Probleski. Carl, get in touch with me. Thank you for your very awesome iTunes review of the podcast. And get in touch with me for your free month of coaching in my Inner Circle coaching program. And I appreciate that you've been listening to me. All right, so if you would like a shout out and to be entered into a drawing for a free month of coaching, go to jackiealmer.com/iTunes or jackiealmer.com/Stitcher and leave a review. And I would love to give you a shout out on the show and get you entered into that drawing. The show notes will be at jackiealmer.com/116. Resources, the link to Simon Sinek's book is in there. And as I mentioned, I love hearing from you. So send me a tweet at Jackie Almer. Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know if this has resonated with you. And let me know any questions you have for an upcoming podcast. So until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you in your business. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, jackiealmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieAlmer. See you on the next show and have a fun, profitable week.